is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Biden will go back to Florida Sunday to check on disaster relief efforts underway after Hurricane Milton.
FEMA and the Corps of Engineers and the Florida National Guard are now on the ground helping the state clear debris to reopen roads and critical ports as well.
Gabriel Mandling was getting sandbags together to protect his home by the St. John's River in Seminole County.
Just having access to the house, being able to get sandbags is really helpful. Against boat garage, against the shed door, against the two back doors that we have, all that's pretty low.
Former President Donald Trump visited the Colorado suburb of Aurora Friday. It's been a focus of his claims about illegal immigration causing chaos in small-town America. Mike Kaufman, the Republican mayor of Aurora, describes Trump's claims as grossly exaggerated. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more on the immigration issue.
How to secure the U.S.-Mexico border and what to do about immigrants, legal and illegal, once they enter the United States, remain top concerns for voters. Trump, who has spread false stories about immigrant-fueled crime,
they're eating the dogs,
and described immigrants in derogatory terms,
they're animals,
has promised to use the military to expel roughly 11 million undocumented immigrants. Vice President Harris, who wants greater funding for border security and a legal pathway to citizenship for some undocumented people, has denounced Trump's plan.
How's that going to happen? Massive raids?
President Biden says he is absolutely asking Israel to stop firing at UN peacekeepers in Lebanon after two incidents where UN force members were injured. BBC's Anna Foster has more on that from Beirut.
Over the last 2 days, UNIFIL says IDF soldiers have fired on four occasions towards their headquarters. They said in one case at Nakura, they fired towards some of their operating bases as well, and that four UNIFIL peacekeepers have been injured. That has drawn strong condemnation from Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary General. We know that Yoav Gallant, the Israeli defense minister, has had a conversation with his American counterpart, Lloyd Austin, who has urged Israel to take more care.
First, the strike and years of financial losses, and now Boeing is laying off 17,000 employees.
On Friday, Boeing announcing plans to cut 10% of its total workforce, including executives, managers, and employees.
I think that's a cost-saving maneuver, and I think it's just another shot at the employees.
Boeing already held nearly $58 billion in debt this summer. Now a new S&P Global report estimates the company is losing more than $1 billion a month from the strike.
Madeline Ottoli of KIRO-TV. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The Cody James boots are made in León, which is known as the cowboy boot capital of the world because of their long history of making handcrafted cowboy boots. As far back as the 1700s, they've been making quality boots. So those craftsmen, artisans, are literally passing down those skills from generation to generation. Cody James, only at Boot Barn.
Autumn is in the air, and like the leaves, prices are falling at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale, going on now. We've got tons of products on sale, like 3-ton jacks for under $100, 5,000-watt generators $250 off, plus dual bevel miter saws at nearly half the price of the competition. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 10/13/24. While supplies last, so hurry in. Limitations apply.
People in hurricane-ravaged Florida are up to their knees in alligators.
Many of Florida's estimated 1.3 million alligators are emerging from deep water after sensing a barometric pressure drop ahead of the hurricane and going under. They're turning up in flooded streets, backyards, even inside homes. One was caught on video on a porch in Tampa. The Wall Street Journal says another lunged at a car tire as a driver slogged through high water in North Fort Myers. Now, wildlife experts are warning people to leave the gators alone. Even though they aren't looking to eat humans, if they feel threatened, they'll bite. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
7-Eleven is closing 444 locations across North America, citing slowing sales, especially of cigarettes. Cigarette purchases, at one time a key sales category, has fallen 26% since 2019. The shift to other nicotine products not making up the difference. Michael Toscano, CBS.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some early sun, then afternoon clouds, and maybe a brief shower. A high near 60. Showers likely and in the upper 50s Sunday, breezy and cooler. And more showers around on Monday. It's 60 right now.
And all I have to do is think of her. Something in the things she shows me. I don't want to leave her now.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. tell me how much you miss me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the post side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. Thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. Just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. Lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my high one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picturing.
she gives me a sign that she wants to make time. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door.
trust that day.
Jump for joy. To him. Your baby's truer than my baby was to me.
wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Breaking up. say it one time.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With Florida residents repairing damage and cleaning up debris from Hurricane Milton, Governor Ron DeSantis warns them not to let down their guards, citing downed power lines and flooded areas. CBS's Tom Hansen is in Pasco County.
Crews have rescued more than 1,600 people and 140 animals from floodwaters and rubble.
You're right. Got it.
Tropicana Field, the home of the Tampa Bay Rays, is now open to the elements, its fiberglass roof in shreds. President Biden